muted.
Madeline.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bactiguard Interim Report for July to September 2016. Today, I'm pleased to present CEO Christian Kinch, CFO Fredrik Järrsten, and COO Johan Rockfeldt. For the first part of this call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterward, there will be a question and answer session. Speakers, please begin.
Good morning, everyone. This is Christian Kinch, CEO of Bactiguard. Very welcome to our Q3 report, and we appreciate that you take the time to listen in. It's a great report. Let's move to the first page. As of June 12, 2015, when I rejoined as CEO, we set down some key priorities for Bactiguard. We said, and I quote, "We are going to double sales in our own portfolio in the coming 5 years, each and every one of them. We're going to drive new license business, at least one within the coming year." We have done so. Last but not least, we're going to secure long-term refinancing. This is just as an intro going through this Q3 report and see how we're actually doing. Let's move to the next page. Highlights in the quarter and in October. We are extremely happy to conclude that we are continuing on reaching our goal of increasing our own deliveries of the BIP products, the Bactiguard Infection Protection portfolio. Just in the quarter, we have gone from 15,000 units last year to almost 90,000 units this year. Looking for the year to date, we are at 284,000 units versus 78,000 last year. We are very much on track in our expansive goals. When we look at the security in Bactiguard being the next point as from the revenue coming from CR-Bard, we are now back to normal, i.e., no extra orders, nothing out of the normal, just very strong underlying sales from CR-Bard. From now on until year-end, we will also be having a dollar currency working in our favor to be icing on the cake. The next part, as for the quarter itself, I think it is extremely valuable and necessary to conclude the following, having just gone through some of the media comments from today. When we look at the quarter, it's a good quarter for Bactiguard. Compared to last year, we're actually up 8%. When you bear in mind the following, last year, something exceptional happened for Bactiguard in a positive way. We had a one-off stock order of 28 million SEK from CR-Bard. If you compare quarter to quarter, you need to do it in a fair way, and that's why I'm stressing this fact. We're looking good. Looking at 9 months or year to date, we are up 5% versus last year, which is also very much in line with our expectations. Looking just on some snapshots around the world. China, we are extremely happy to see repeat sales. Why? Because repeat sales means nothing else but that the product is being used in underlying hospitals and that our partner is continuing to expand. Looking at India, we see exactly the same thing. I will come back to these two markets in my later comments. Asia is very well from a Bactiguard perspective. Turning into Europe, I'm also delighted to conclude that we are moving into four new markets, Austria, Finland, Greece, and Poland. This is, of course, also showing that the Bactiguard solution and the Bactiguard portfolio is working and doing what it's supposed to do. To continuously strive to become better, we at Bactiguard focus a lot on clinical documentation and R&D activities. We will hear today from my colleague, Johan, the new brilliant solution in the respiratory tract being our new Bactiguard Infection Protection and the TracheO2 EVAC. It's a fascinating product, and it's going to help a lot of patients around the world. At the same time, we're very happy and delighted to see that our friends in the Saudi have done more clinical research on our product within the ICU area of the hospital with some astonishing results. We are now seeing reductions of up to 90% in the urinary tract. Brilliant. But we don't stop there. We have entered into a most significant collaboration with the Martini Clinic in Germany. They are the clinic in the world on prostate cancer. They have chosen to take our products into the clinic to evaluate if we could actually reduce the prophylactic use of antibiotics by having Bactiguard. And we are coming along very nicely. So last but not least, what about refinancing? We are rock solid, and I would like to make that perfectly clear. We have our bond expiring in December. It's going to be refinanced calmly and safely with the help of our existing bank, and last but not least, of the two main shareholders of Bactiguard. That means we are moving into a very nice Christmas celebration at peace. So let me turn now to the next page, looking at the facts of delivered products so far. I am pleased, I'm not thrilled, I'm pleased with the quarter, where we see that delivered units have increased from the low, let's say, level last year to a very decent level this year by 87,000 units. Yes, it's an increase by 480%, but it's coming from a very low level. But I'm more drawing your attention to the year-to-date numbers. This is really where we see the consistency that we are starting to break through in many markets. We have gone from some 80,000 units to 280,000 units. And this gives me a very good confidence level inside. Bear in mind that last year, for the full year, we only delivered 152,000 units, and we have almost already doubled that number after 9 months. Let's turn to the next page. Just a quick market update in the absence of our sales director, Cecilia, who's out traveling, doing business. I would like to draw your attention to a few facts. Look at Europe. Yes, we are expanding our presence. Europe is contributing by far much more than what it did before to our volume growth. We have launched 4 new countries, as I said, Austria, Poland, Finland, and Greece. And we're very pleased about that. If we just take a very quick snapshot into the Swedish market, I'm very happy to say that we have a presence. This year we have taken 3 new tenders in Kronoberg-Blekinge, Värmland, and Halland. But the good part is that we are now starting to delivering versus these tenders, i.e. getting products into patients and doing what we are supposed to do, reduce hospital-acquired infections. In addition to this, we are also seeing hospitals now picking up our products in the Stockholm area and in Skåne, and this gives me great relief. Let's turn to China and India, and start with China to begin with. China has this year now ordered almost 200,000 units. Why? Because we are moving full steam ahead. We are already addressing with our partner, Yanan, some 100 hospitals in the Chinese market. To give you an idea, this is the whole Swedish hospital market. We are doing so by being extremely focused. We are addressing 4 areas in China. That's Beijing, Peking, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Shenzhen. To give you an idea, this represents 100 million people in the Chinese market. That gives me confidence that we are coming through. If we move to India, we're seeing the exact same progress. In India, we have to date delivered almost 100,000 units. But much more importantly, we are already in collaboration with 15, and I quote, 15 hospital chains in India, because they're doing repeat orders, i.e. the product is starting to establish itself in the Indian market. And this is thanks to very good Bactiguard employees and two very nice partners in the market. Looking at the Middle East, that has been one of our focus areas in the past, and it still is. We don't bail out just because the region is going through a tough time. We know that it is challenging now in the Middle East, in particular in Saudi, being at war with, for example, Yemen. We're seeing some nasty developments in Pakistan as well. However, we are still very much believing in the area, and we are intensifying our efforts also by strengthening the team, and we are seeing very good proceeds coming out of this. So by that, I conclude that we are well established, as always, for growth going forward. With those words, I would like to hand over to my colleague Johan to take us through the next exciting story.
Thank you, Christian. I am now on the next page, slide number six, which is about intensive care units, ICUs. We have recently announced two key events: the launch of the new ETT and a clinical study in the ICU. Both of these events are related to a very important business segment for Bactiguard, which is the ICU, the intensive care unit. Let me explain why. If we look at hospital-acquired infections, overall, and compare it to intensive care units, we see a huge difference, almost four times as high levels of hospital-acquired infections in the ICU. So in Sweden, it's in general 9%, but in the ICU, it's over 30%. Same in the EU, and if you look at low and middle-income countries, extremely high. It's up to 60% to 90% of patients in ICUs acquire hospital-acquired infections in the ICU. So the top three infections are VAP, ventilator-associated pneumonia, and then CAUTI, which is catheter-associated urinary tract infection, and CRBSI, catheter-related bloodstream infections. These three infections are caused by medical devices, and it's actually the three that we are focused on in our portfolio, as you know. These infections in the ICU cause a huge amount of costs to the care. A recent study in Sweden has estimated that, for example, VAP and CRBSI cost 50,000 to 70,000 euros for each case of extra cost in treatments. The additional length of stay 22 days, and most scary is the mortality of these infections being very high, up to 25% for the bloodstream infections and up to 50% for the VAP, which makes it the most deadly hospital-acquired infections of all. And that brings me to the next slide. Recently, Bactiguard announced that we're launching a new endotracheal tube, the BIP-ETT EVAC. We've been working with this product for the last year, and now it's finally finished, and we're launching it. This is a unique product. It combines two approaches to reducing infections. It has the Bactiguard coating on the inside and the outside of the tube, which reduces microbial adhesion and biofilm formation, and thereby reduces the risk of infection. And it also includes the functionality of subglottic secretion drainage. That's a complicated word. It's also called suction above the cuff, which means to remove secretions that accumulate inside the trachea so that they don't drip down into the lung and cause infections. So with these two combined approach, we have an absolutely unique product that we're now launching with a focus on the ICU. Moving on to the next page. There are plenty of published studies on the efficacy of Bactiguard Foley catheters, but until now, none that are purely focused on the ICU. Therefore, this new study is important and valuable. It is a study conducted. First of all, it's an independent study, and it's randomized, and it's conducted in Saudi Arabia at a very well-renowned university hospital. It compares the Bactiguard Foley catheter with a standard silicone catheter with ICU patients, and the effect is dramatic. It's a 90% reduction in the CAUTI, the catheter-associated urinary tract infections, with the Bactiguard group. So this is one of the best results we rather see, and it's in this important patient segment, the ICU patients. Moving over to next page, page number 9. So to conclude, with the launch of this new advanced BIP-ETT EVA, our new endotracheal tube, we are now in a very strong, we now have a very strong product offering to the ICU, and we can start selling the complete portfolio as a package. The BIP Foley, the BIP CBC, and the new BIP ETT EVA. This is something many of our distributors have been asking for, and we see a big potential in increasing our sales to the ICUs as a consequence of this. Okay, Christian.
Thank you, Johan. So, turning to page number 10, looking at the financial highlights. Here, we have also done our utmost to visualize what we are also talking about. As I said, the quarter is good. We're doing almost 35 million of revenue, which is strong. We're coming in with a stable 28% EBITDA margin of 10 million SEK. But if you compare to the 2015 Q3 report without adjusting for, as I mentioned earlier, the one-off order of 28 million SEK last year, you're not doing yourself a favor. Because we need to bear in mind, on the quarter adjusted for this one-off that we also stated very clearly last year, we are growing 8% on the quarter. And when we turn to the year-to-date 9 months figure, we have a revenue of 95 million SEK and with a strong EBITDA margin of 11%. With, of course, given the high value and the high contribution of margin from that extra order, this is, of course, going all the way to when you compare it to the 2015 figures. So overall, we are pleased with the quarter, and we are also confident for the full year figures by looking at the year-to-date numbers. So with those words, I hand over to you, Fredrik, take us through the revenue streams.
All right, next page, which is page 11, just a brief repetition on our revenue streams. So on that page, we show that we have two revenue streams, the licenses relating to the agreement with CR Bard, and as of Q4 2015, we also have the license agreement with Vigilance Medical Devices in Malaysia. And the other revenue stream is the big revenue from direct sales of our products. Right. Next page, on page 12. We show the income, the distribution of revenues in accounts. So in Q3, the Falcon revenues, 78%, came from license revenues related to Bard. So that was 27 million SEK in licenses, including a positive currency effect of 0.5 million SEK. Now this is the same as in, exactly the same as in Q2, the amount. It is down, as Christian has mentioned, if we compare with Q3 2015, and that's due to the additional one-off order from CR Bard, adding 28 million SEK, and is affecting comparability. The first 9 months, 81% or 77 million SEK were license revenues from Bard. Now that's compared to the first 9 months 2015, but it is obviously due to the additional one-off order. Sales of BIP products in the quarter had a very positive development, reflecting the strong outcome in delivered products. So that amounted to 10% of revenues for the quarter, sales primarily to India. Out of the 3.5 million SEK in revenues, 3 million had a cash flow effect. For the first 9 months, sales of BIP products totaled 10 million or 11% of revenue. Now this is up from 3.7 million for the first 9 months of 2015, and that is actually a huge increase of 173%. Other revenue, 4.3 million in the quarter, that's largely attributable to EU grants for development projects and exchange rate differences on balance sheet items. So, total revenues for the quarter, in summary, that came in at 35 million SEK. Now that's down compared to Q3 2015, but if we exclude the effects of the additional one-off order from CR Bard, total revenues have increased by 8%. Right. Let's move on to the next page. Page 13. So we continue to show the development quarter by quarter of the license revenues from CIA Bard. In Q3 2016, license revenues remains at a stable high level and was in line with Q2, 27 million, as we mentioned. In the lower table on this page, we show the development excluding the addition order. And for the first 9 months, the underlying volume then is approximately 5% lower than in for the 9 months 2015. But for now, as from now on, we're back at stable levels since Q2 this year. And we hope to end this year reaching the full year amount 2015. And as Christian mentioned, also with some help from a continued strong dollar effect. Next page, key figures. We have already commented on the revenues and EBITDA for the quarter. Now, we're very happy with the 28% margin, which is actually close to our long-term goal of 30% EBITDA margin. Looking at the key figures on this page, we should mention again, we see additional order in Q3 2015 affecting comparability. Total OPEX for the quarter, that's defined as other external expenses, personnel costs, other operating expenses, that amounts to 23 million for the quarter. That's 2 million lower than in Q2 this year, the same level as in Q3 2015. Operating profits for the quarter, 1.4 million SEK, that's after depreciation of 8.3 million. Worth to mention there, the depreciation is done on our material and immaterial assets. Technology related to Bactiguard's products is the largest asset in the balance sheet, and that amounts to 243 million, which is depreciated over 15 years. Moving on to the net profit for Q3, that's slightly negative, 0.5 million. Now, financial items for the quarter were negative, interest costs on the bond having the most impact. Market valuation of the bond also included in the financial items. This quarter had a positive effect of 1.4 million SEK. In Q3 2015, this effect was significant with a negative of 12.5 million. Net profit for the first 9 months, minus 19.4 million SEK. The operating and total cash flow for Q3 was slightly negative, minus 0.3 million. For the first 9 months, 0.5 million negative. For Q3, this also includes the cash flow from investing activities of 1.2 million. Right, moving on to the next page is the financial flexibility and strength. End of Q3, we had an equity ratio of 61%. We had a net debt of 117 million. We had a cash position of 22 million. Together today, we have an outstanding bond, nominal value 138 million SEK, and we have annual interest costs of approximately 50 million SEK until maturity. Yesterday, as Christian mentioned, we communicated the loan commitment from the major shareholders, maximum 50 million SEK. So this together with a loan commitment of 100 million communicated previously, that will secure the repayment of the bond on its maturity on the 12th of December, while at the same time maintaining the financial flexibility even after repayment of the bond. So with that, back to you, Christian.
Thank you, Fredrik. So, concluding remarks. I would like to start by drawing your attention to the fact that Bactiguard as of right now, we are a strong and great team, and we are well positioned for growth. We have taken the investments needed, that's all behind us. We have the financial flexibility, and we have strong portfolio of products that we are now taking out in the world through our strong network of partners. So all in all, we are well positioned for growth given also the increasing attention about the problem of antibiotic resistance, the challenge of hospital-acquired infections that we are seeing all around the world. We have said we're going to double sales yearly in the coming 5 years in our own portfolio. We will do so by by 2016, and we're almost there after the first 9 months. So I'm pleased about that. We are very well positioned for growth in China and India. I'm more happy and pleased about the fact that we're seeing repeat orders, because repeat orders means that the product is being used and we are penetrating the hospital chains and we are helping the end patient, which is really the goal of why we're here. We're also seeing a portfolio that's getting stronger and stronger by the day. Yes, we have a very strong intensive care focus where we combine all three products. This is something that is very well positioned for the ICUs around the world and something that we are now getting the benefits for from our customers. We will, of course, as we have said already last year, continue to drive our own license business. We did the first new partner in Vigilance last year, and we are working, as I have stated before, to conclude another license partner by the end of the year. And this is, of course, going to give very good strength to the Bactiguard ongoing growth. But of course, last but not least, you need peace of mind when you're building a company. Bactiguard has that, in particular as of yesterday. Yes, we have a very strong bank relation. We have the funds we need. In order to reach our long-term goal of a strong, reliable refinancing structure, we as owners have decided to give Bactiguard that avoidance of doubt, why we also put up the credit facility as of yesterday. That means that Bactiguard can now remain in a very pleasant situation, finalizing our long-term refinancing without running into anything. And that is extremely important, because that means also, my friends, that we can build the company according to our plans. So with those words, I would like to thank you all for listening in to today's presentations, and I will now hand back to the moderators for taking questions. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now ready to take your questions. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. That's 01 on your telephone keypad. And please stand by for the first question. And there are no questions in queue. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, please press 01 on your telephone keypad if you wish to ask a question. And as there are no questions in queue, I would like to return the conference call to the speakers.
Thank you all. Christian here. I guess that was crystal clear. I'm very pleased about that. I would like to thank you all for listening in to our Q3 report, and I can just conclude by saying that we feel very strongly and we are now positioned well to continue our path going forward by growing as explained. So thank you all and have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.